Yeah, so we're just gonna each episode cover a new music scene, or like a movement or subgenre of music, and dive into the cultural, political, and socioeconomic context behind them, or just talk about like the history behind them and how they came about and how they developed over time, and just play music from those subgenres. Yeah, so this episode we're gonna do Riot Girl. And does anybody have any thoughts about Riot Girl that they want to share before we begin?
I think Riot Girl is awesome. I think it's a niche that a lot of people wouldn't really necessarily say they have the strongest connection to because it's so contained within its time. But I think if you're a fan of any 90s subculture, 90s films, if you have any exposure to post-punk scene, I think you'll definitely recognize a lot of what Riot Girl has to say.
Yeah, I found Riot Girl originally because I used to be obsessed with Nirvana. In like when I was like 15, I had like a huge Nirvana phase where I only listened to Nirvana for like 2 months. And then I found Hole. And then from Hole, I found like Bikini Kill and all the other Riot Girl bands. And I thought it was like the coolest thing ever when I first found it.
Yeah, I think if you were a more angry teenage girl, you definitely had some experience with Riot Girl. Like, I love the song Decapiton, I think that's how you say it, from La Tigre.
Yeah, that song is so good.
And yeah, I just remember listening to that when I was like 15, 16, be like, yes.
Yeah, we should play that song.
Yeah, 100%.
We will play that song. Yeah, does anybody else have any thoughts on Riot Girl that they want to share?
As a teenage boy, I do not have any experience with Riot Girl. I just kind of, well, I knew like a lot of the bands. Like, I listened to like L7 and La Tigre and stuff. Did anyone go to their show? I think they had the one.
They had a show here.
I did not
last
know that.
Year, maybe.
No. And, like,
I think it was like near the start of the school. I don't know. But yeah, I don't know. I was thinking.
Did you go?
I did not go. I was like, I thought about it, but then. Wait, actually, no, I wasn't old enough. That was.
Oh, it was 19 plus.
I think it was 19 plus.
Okay, yeah.
And then. Yeah, so I didn't make it there.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of people have, like, exposure to Riot Girl bands, but they just don't know that is Riot Girl.
I didn't even know it was, like, an actual, like, sort of genre type.
Yeah, so they have a lot of, like, they have a big, like, influence, I feel, but people just don't know about the movement itself, really. So, yeah. We're going to talk about that today. But first, we will just kind of introduce Riot Girl by playing, like, the most iconic. It's like the Riot Girl anthem, I would say.
Yeah, so, if you think Riot Girl, you will think this song.
Yeah, so we're going to play Rebel Girl by Bikini Kill, and then we're going to just move on to talking more about Riot Girl.
She got the hottest track in town.
That was Rebel Girl by Bikini Kill, and I think we should just share some thoughts on the song before we move into the rest of our show.
Yeah, I think this is a great song. I think it's so full of the passion and energy that comes with these earlier feminist movements. I really like the way that Kathleen Hanna, the lead singer of Bikini Kill, theatricizes the way she sings. I think she puts a lot of emphasis and emotion into her words, and I really like the way that she kind of utilizes like a Valley Girl-esque accent, especially because at this time, this is something that was used to mock women, especially by men in the way that they speak, and by instead utilizing it in a way that emphasizes political attitudes and anger, I think it's very powerful.
Yeah, I also like how the song is written about a woman from the perspective of a woman with so much like admirability and passion, because I feel like a lot of songs that were written about women from that time were from the male perspective and didn't have as much of a appreciation for the woman's spirit.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, so I guess we can just begin discussing, I'll just get into kind of how the movement started. So Riot Girl is a cultural, musical, and political movement which began in the 90s in Olympia, Washington. And this movement started out as a result of women feeling that the punk scene was too male-dominated, sexist, and generally unwelcoming to women. And so before extending into music, the movement started out as feminist zines, which were called Riot Girl. And these zines were inspired by similar ones of the 70s punk movement and gave young women a space to express themselves and confront sexism in the punk scene. And so soon after its inception, the Riot Girl movement spilled over into the music scene. And so there was a live show held at Capitol Theater in Olympia in August of 1991 called Girl Night. And this is said to kind of have marked the beginning of this transition into the music scene. And so this event showcased a lot of really important bands in the Riot Girl scene, like Bikini Kill, which we just listened to, as well as Bratmobile, Kicking Giant, Mecha Normal, and 7 Year Bitch. And before I get into the songs, I also just want to mention Polystyrene, who was a biracial woman who took up a lot of space in the punk scene in the 70s in Britain, when that scene was also very male-dominated. And so she was basically the first female punk artist. And I'm just going to play a song by her which expressed like the very similar message as Riot Girl. And so it just embodied the same anger and demand for space for women, but she was just doing it decades earlier. And so this is O Bondage Up Yours by X-Ray Specs.
Some people think little girls should be seen and not heard, but I think O Bondage Up Yours! 1, 2, 3, 4!
Bye. What a lovely Vancouver summer night. I can't wait to sit by myself at the beach and look at my phone. Huh? What's that?
Man, what are you doing? Get over here and come jam.
Wow, what a lovely assortment of musicians. What are you guys doing?
This is East Studio. We come together and build connections over music. No musical experience needed. Just come socialize and build your confidence playing music if that's your thing.
Wow, this is so awesome. Now I have a real-life connections with Vancouver's international community of musicians and creatives. Thank you, E-Studio. E-Studio is an international jam group where we celebrate music from all around the world and play together. Follow us on Instagram at estudio.cafe. estudio.cafe.
Are you interested in radio? Do you want to start your own show but you don't know where to get started? Make your radio dreams come true by joining a collective. From the news collective, the arts collective, the music collective, the sports collective, the accessibility collective, the indigenous collective, and the intersectionality collective, there's something for everyone. And we provide free technical training to get started. Explore these worlds virtually and in person, and be prepared to make fun friends. For more information, visit citr.ca/get involved.
If I had a chance, I'd get right out of here. Then you and I could show.
So that was Oh Bondage Up Yours by X-Ray Specs, which is Polystyrene's band, followed by Bruised Violet by Babes in Toyland, Full Throttle by Scratching Post, and then Cool Schmool by Bratmobile, which just played. And also during our songs, we just got curious about why Polystyrene is named Polystyrene.
I was very curious.
Yeah.
I'm a really real big fan of plastic themed games. I don't know.
Yeah.
Why.
Miles, one thing about Miles, he loves plastic. So we just wanted to know where did she get that name? So basically, okay, this is a quote by her on how she found the name. She said, "I thought I would use the name of something around today, you know, something plastic and synthetic, and I just looked in the yellow pages and then I saw it. It sounded all right. It was a send-up of being a pop star, like a little figure, not me, polystyrene, just plastic, disposable."
Yeah, I think it's a very common trope of the Riot Girl look to, you know, present a kind of classic interpretation of femininity. Like, if we just think about the name Bikini Kill, we think bikini. If we think about the famous Hole cover where there's the girl in the prom dress, like, it's a very idealized version of femininity, which is then subverted with the anger and passion of the Riot Girl movement.
Yeah, I think that's a really good point, actually. I've never thought about that, but that's really true, I feel like, for most Riot Girl bands. Like, they definitely do that.
Yeah. Okay, now we're going to transition into a bit of the history of some of the main artists. So Bikini Kill, they were often credited as the face of Riot Girl. The band formed in 1990 in Olympia, Washington. Their frontwoman, Kathleen Hanna, was very passionate about feminism and expressed this passion during her college years through activism art before transitioning to a band. But as Bikini Kill became more popular and their crowds grew, so did the violence at their shows. And in response to the women that expressed feeling unsafe or having to be forced to the back of the crowd, Kathleen began encouraging girls to the front at their shows. And then another one of the big bands was Bratmobile. Drawing inspiration from women's studies courses at university, and as well as the existing music scene, Allison Wolf and Molly Newman, two of the band members, started a zine called Girl Germs that was released in 1991. The success of Girl Germs encouraged the women to start a band, performing their first gig alongside Bikini Kill on a Valentine's Day. And in the summer of 1991, Bratmobile and Bikini Kill worked alongside each other on a zine called Riot Girl. So now we're going to play Gimme Brains by Bratmobile, followed by Magnet by Bikini Kill, and Pretend We're Dead by L7.
Me.
Welcome back. You're listening to Sonic Spale on CITR 101.9 FM. So that was just Pretend We're Dead by L7. Before that was Magnet by Bikini Kill. And before that was Gimme Brains by Bratmobile.
All right. So we're going to jump into some of the reasons that, as wonderful as Riot Girl is, you may have noticed that it doesn't really exist today anymore, at least in the way that it did back in the 90s. So Riot Girl was very important in furthering radical feminist values in the punk scene and beyond, but clearly it doesn't exist now, and it was not without its flaws. So there's an obvious oversaturation of white voices that we see, but as we talked about earlier, there are still notable POC artists such as Polystyrene of X-Ray Specs, but we tend to see non-white bands pushed aside in many conversations. So Kathleen Hanna also was a proprietor of a more you-do-you message to aspiring Riot Girls. Like, for instance, there was a document sent back to girls who would write to her and ask her how to be a part of the movement that essentially said just to find other Riot Girls in your area and figure it out with them, which, although it sounds nice in theory, it is not exactly a good format to sustain a political movement. Especially if you were from a less liberal city where the average girl maybe was not aware or was just not involved in the punk scene. This lack of direction and structure in the movement kind of caused it to eventually fizzle out by the early 2000s. And as Hannah's music transitioned into acts like La Tigre, the spirit of the sound was still there, but we lost the original movement to time. So I'm now going to play some music that has carried on the spirit of the movement, notably in bands like Hole, La Tigre, and modern artists like Skinny Girl Diet. So we're going to start out with the iconic song Jennifer's Body by Hole right after a quick break, and we will see you on the other side.
Is the simple joy of riding a bike missing from your life? No worries. Ride On Bike Shop has got you covered. Ride On has the best deals in town for new and used bikes, top-notch servicing, and all the parts or accessories you've been dreaming about. Whether you've got a little one who needs to learn how to ride, or if you're about to go on the Tour de France, Ride On is the place for you. We'll also happily pick up your old bikes and recycle them back into the community. Located on 2255 West Broadway, we are open from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. from Tuesday to Saturday. That's R-I-D-E-O-N Bike Shop. See you there!
Hi there! You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from UBC Vancouver campus located on the unceded ancestral and traditional lands of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people. We honor the ancestral and ongoing care for this land by the host nations. Media practices are often rooted in white gaze, and we recognize that it is our responsibility to shift our approach and move towards radical empathy. While we broadcast from UBC Vancouver campus, our listenership extends to the unceded lands of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh nations and beyond. We encourage you to check out native-land.ca, that is native-land.ca, to learn more about whose land and territory you live and work on or may be visiting. Thank you.
It's Nardwuar, a human serviette, and you're listening to Unseated Airwaves on CITR 101.9 FM at doo-doo-loo-doo-doo-doo.
We have been called the Indians.
Justified in opening fire that day. Amy Allen has more.
The virus took on many shapes. The bear, the elk, the antelope.
Hosted by the Indigenous Collective of CITR 101.9 FM, Unceded Airwaves unveils the hidden pages of Indigenous history and contemporary existence. We are back and looking for passionate folks to contribute to the process of putting together our weekly radio show. Our community centers Indigenous joy, excellence, and current issues. Friends and allies are welcome. No experience is necessary. Come learn with us. Our Instagram is Unseated Airwaves, and that's the best way to keep up with us. If you're interested in getting involved or you have any questions, email me, indigenouscollective@citr.ca.
Thank you. just for you, and I cried for you, and I lied for you, became something I wasn't, just for you. And I changed my hair, and I changed my clothes, I changed my eyes, and I changed my soul.
Welcome back to Sonic Spill on 101.9 CITR FM. You just heard Jennifer's Body by Hole, followed by Decepticon by La Tigra, and Ideal Woman by Skinny Girl Diet. So now we're going to talk about Vancouver bands a little bit more and talk about some local bands that are keeping Riot Girl alive somewhat in Vancouver. Yeah. So does anyone have any like standout bands that they want to talk about?
I would say Piss is probably my favorite Vancouver-based band right now.
Mm-hmm.
Time Loop at Hot Slit made me cry the first time I heard it.
Mm-hmm.
It's so good. It's so raw.
Yeah, it is. It's so raw. Their music is so raw. Like, that's like a really good way to describe it, I would say. Especially live. They're really, really good live.
Yeah, we've been to a lot of Piss shows.
Yeah. Yeah, she just has she has amazing, like, stage presence. And, like, her performance, I guess, like, it just, you can tell, like, how much, like, emotion, like, goes into her songs and, like, their music in general. And, yeah, it's, the messages of their songs also, like, kind of align with Riot Girl, which is why we're talking about them. But their sound is a little bit more like noise and like screamo. Another band we've seen is Slowicide, who me and Deba saw at Kerner's.
Yeah, they were really good. Me and Lisa kept on turning to each other and saying they're so good.
Yeah. So, and they did a really good cover of, I think it was Jennifer's Body by Hole, but I know that it was a Hole song. And so we will play a song by them also. And then, we also wanted to talk about a show that's happening here with Bratmobile.
On August 21st, they're playing with Piss and Necking, who's another Vancouver-based band, who also kind of channels that Riot Girl energy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we will play Time Loop at Hot Slit by Piss, and then we will move on to Fault by Slowicide, and then Go Getter by Necking.
my mouth.
You just heard Time Loop at Hot Slit by Piss, Fault by Slowicide, and then Go Getter by Necking. So thank you for listening, everybody.
This concludes our first episode.
It's our first episode.
Yeah.
With three R's.
With three R's.
Funny joke.
Yeah, Riot Girl pun.
But we hope you liked it, and there's much more to come.
Yeah. Maybe. Tune in every other Thursday at 4 p.m. if you liked our show.
Yes. Goodbye, everyone.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.